How Does Jesus See Me? A compilation.
Someone I am in touch with was wondering how the Lord looked at them, because they didn't feel so great about themselves or their accomplishments. How did He see them when He looked at their life? What was His perspective? Here is what was received in prophecy for that person. Let me tell you what I see when I look at you. I see my beloved child. As a parent gazes into the eyes of his child and feels nothing but love, so I look upon you. I feel such pride in seeing how you've grown from a child to an adult, and the wise and mature choices that you've made over the years. I see a yielded heart, one who has said yes to me time and time again, even when you felt incapable or as if you didn't have the strength to go on. I see a sacrificial life lived for me. You've laid your all on the altar of sacrifice countless times, even though it cost you dearly. I see one who has been willing to follow me no matter where I led, who has had the faith to take the steps I charted for you, even though you often couldn't clearly see the path ahead or what the final destination would be. I see an unselfish and giving soul, one who puts the needs of others before your own. I see a humble vessel who has been willing to go through my refining fires so that I could make of you even finer gold. I see one who is strong in faith, even though you may feel otherwise. Your faith has endured the test of time. You've stayed true to my calling, to my still, small voice speaking to your heart, to the fundamentals and the foundation principles that I've taught you these many years. I know that your faith is built on a solid rock and will not be easily tossed to and fro. I see my honored messenger. You've given your life to the cause of spreading my message of love to others so that they too can find the joy of my salvation. When you're tempted to wonder if your accomplishments have been valuable, or whether you have lived your life well, just remember that I see the true values of your life that you and others may overlook, or that may not be as plainly visible, qualities that make a character that is worthy of admiration, contributions that will live on in the lives of others, and will continue to make a difference in the world. Jesus. If this resonates in your heart, and you can receive this as Jesus saying this to you, let this be an encouragement to you too. Maria Fontaine. I called my closest friend with joyful expectation. Sunday afternoon was our time to spend together. However, she told me she had promised another friend she'd go to the cinema and we couldn't meet. She didn't invite me to join, nor did she offer me another time to talk or meet. I felt the rejection hardening my stomach with its icy sting. Have you felt this sting too? Have you struggled with rejection from your family, friends, or coworkers? Rejection is truly one of the most painful human experiences. It cuts to the core of our being and projects powerful and heart-shattering messages like, you are not enough. Your work is not good enough. You are not loved. You don't deserve it. You don't belong. You are worthless. You will never measure up. These harmful messages can damage our identity and relationships if we believe and internalize them. But God's Word has a different message. One of my favorite passages in the Old Testament is the story of Hagar, an abused and rejected woman who experienced God's love and care. Genesis 16 tells us Hagar was the slave of Sarah, Abraham's wife, who was barren and used Hagar as a surrogate mother. This changed the dynamic in the family, and Sarah began to mistreat Hagar. Rejected and despised, Hagar fled to the desert. There, God sent an angel with a personal message for her. God himself manifested his presence with Hagar in a powerful way. He came to this woman and brought encouragement, comfort, vision for the future, and a magnificent promise to bless her family. Hagar gleaned hope from the angel's words about God's love and acceptance of her, and she trusted the message. She heard God saying, "I see you. You are valuable to me. I love you. I accept you. I have a plan for you. I will take care of you. I will not abandon or reject you." Hagar gave a name to the Lord right then and there. "You are the God who sees me," for she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." Imagine this for a moment. God sees, understands, and loves every part of your being. He sees your past, present, and future. God sees the hurt and even the invisible wounds in your heart. He sees the light and the darkness. And he stays. He does not reject. He sees your true self, and all parts of your story come together as his plan unfolds. May we accept this gift of being seen and known by God, letting him heal our wounded hearts as only he can. Dear Lord, rejection is hard. I sometimes struggle with lies bombarding my mind, and I doubt my worth as a person. Let me experience your unconditional love and acceptance in a fresh way. Heal my wounds and impart your blessings to me. I want to see the one who sees me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hadassah True. Through repentance and acceptance of Jesus' death on our behalf, we are called his children. In Christ, God sees me as a new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. God sees me in Christ as an inheritor of heavenly riches. God sees me as his own forever. God sees me as his handiwork, as his friend, and as a chosen one, holy and beloved. He sees me as dead to sin, but raised with Christ, as a temple of the Holy Spirit, as a living stone placed by a master builder, as part of a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, and as one of the foreigners and exiles in this world. God sees me as part of his flock. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. GotQuestions.org. The Bible makes it clear that each person stands before God as an individual. God is love, and he is not willing that any should perish. Each person is a unique individual, created by God in his own image, and God loves each one as if they were the only one. Each person is someone Jesus died to save. God takes people where they're at and works in their hearts and lives accordingly. He loves every single man, woman, and child, no matter who they are, where they live, what color their skin is, what their ancestors did or didn't do, or what they believe or don't believe. He still loves them, even if their lives are consumed with sin or they live in spiritual darkness. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.